you failed to pick up a piece of paper that you want to follow along with, Caleb has some up front here. What you got to do is hold up your hand and holler at him and say, "I want one." One of our young fellas that's here said that he likes having this because he can tell when we're getting close to the end. That's all right. If he's paying close enough attention to see that, then he might be able to pick something out and get a hold of it. Some of you still haven't received a paper yet, but that very first quote that's there, somebody tell me the missing word. Foundation. You saw that last week, didn't you? Let's bow our head for prayer and ask God to give us that special touch and help we need tonight. Lord Jesus, we're looking at a subject this evening that once again is bigger than what we are. We need your help. We need your anointing. Father, I need your anointing, Holy Spirit's touch, as I would endeavor to begin to scratch the surface of this subject. Give me that clarity of mind and speech. And Father, I pray for your anointing also to our ears, to our heart, that we might be open and receptive to your word, we pray tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Holiness is the foundation on which the whole conception of God rests. Last Sunday we looked at the Old Testament meaning of holiness, various aspects of it. This evening I want to begin with the New Testament meaning of holiness. Theology books would tell us, or they would suggest to us, that there are four basic meanings to the word that has been translated as holiness in the New Testament. But two of them are basic concepts that we looked at last week under the Old Testament definition, and the other two are also basic concepts of last week, but I want to look more closely at them in the New Testament this evening. The first New Testament definition for the word holiness would be to treat as holy, to reverence. To treat as holy or reverence. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 gives us an understanding here, a little bit of what this would mean. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. That's the extent of the context there that we need to look at. The amplified rendering of that particular sentence or phrase would be, but in your hearts, set Christ apart as holy and acknowledge Him as Lord. Now, we have a sense of that. We have an aspect of that when we come to God's house. We reverence God's house. There's an aspect about God's house that we hold up and separate it from our homes, the place where we live. This is God's house, the place of worship, and so we reverence it. But then when we look at the spiritual side that he's talking about here in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, it's not just an article or a